Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. This week, it's all about cardiac rehabilitation at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. What is it? Who's it intended for? What are the goals, and what are the added benefits for your mental health? Brittany Cromwell, Caitlin Hunt, and Tricia Herman run the program at OSF in Danville. Here's Herman with an overview.
Cardiac rehab is intended for anybody that has had heart problems, an acute change in their heart, like a heart attack, have had a stent, have coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, or any aortic valve, mitral valve issues. You get referred by your doctor. You come to cardiac rehab outpatient here in Danville at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center. And we do hook you up to a heart monitor. We get your blood pressure before, during, and after exercise. We give you education to go along with how you can change your life at home, the modifications that you can do with your diet, the reasoning why you're on your medication, why it's important to take it, signs and symptoms to look out for and report to your doctor. And we report to your doctor how you're doing and how you're progressing.
And in the time I've known you guys, you've had some great success stories, not only with people restoring their health, but people becoming friends with one another, right?
Yes, it's a big community. It's almost like a family in and of itself. So we build those relationships with our patients. Our patients become just they're friends and family for sure. So to see somebody come in and really progress and feel better, you know, a lot of times the first day they're so anxious and they're just overwhelmed with a new diagnosis. It's nice to see somebody become a little bit more confident in themselves and feel better and get healthy. And then they relate to those people next to them and they say, I'm not in this alone. I can do this.
One of the things Herman and team preaches to patients is cholesterol management. Herman explains that cholesterol is a fatty, waxy substance responsible for producing cells, hormones, and vitamin D.
When we have like our cholesterol checked, it's not just total cholesterol that we're really looking at. We're looking at three different levels. So the bad cholesterol is your LDL. You can consider it lousy. And then the good cholesterol is your HDL. And then triglycerides is another level that we take a look at too.
LDL value should be less than 100 milligrams per deciliter. HDL should be greater than 60 milligrams per deciliter. And triglycerides should be less than 150 milligrams per deciliter. But don't worry about memorizing those numbers. Just do these two things. One, see your primary care provider at least once a year for a physical and ask about blood work for cholesterol at that visit. And two, commit to a healthy lifestyle. Exercise often and ditch junk food for healthier choices like fish, poultry, and whole grain bread.
Creating a meal plan for your child that has lots of fruits and vegetables. Don't having them eat on the go, actually having them sit down and eat so that it's more meaningful and thoughtful.
Herman says high cholesterol often doesn't come with symptoms until you're in a health crisis. So she says to shore up your health now.
You're at risk for stroke if it's happening in your brain or even in your carotid arteries. You're at risk for heart disease. It's happening in your heart. And then peripheral artery disease if it happens in your legs.
Back to the benefits of cardiac rehab. Herman and the team have seen countless success stories. You don't have to look far for one. Bob Weaver works at OSF. He's had three heart stents to fix blockages. In cardiac rehab, though, he lost 33 pounds, 4 inches off his waist, and got his blood pressure and cholesterol back to a healthy level.
I can do, you know, activities longer before I get winded. I sleep better, you know.
Tell me about some of those activities. Like, are you talking yard work, stuff like that?
Yard work, you know, just being out walking, you know, minimal things that you would think anybody could do. But after a while, you know, you get winded and it's a lot easier to do it at a longer pace, faster.
Yeah. And now that's better.
Correct. Okay.
Steve Bajelli and Brad Zorns are two other patients. They walked into cardiac rehab as strangers and left as friends. Here's Bajelli.
It's made a difference. Right now, I can get up. Before, I was in a scooter. I was using the scooter back and forth. I couldn't get my groceries. I couldn't do anything. Now, I can. I can go in. I can walk. Rehabilitation is great. The girls work with you. They work with you at your own pace. You're well monitored. and it's really helped. And it changes your lifestyle.
And Zorn's.
I tried to go to gyms before, and you just go in there, and all they want is your money. They don't care what you do. You could go there, and like I said, I had trouble with my heart rate. They didn't monitor any of that stuff. I'd go, and I'd feel worse after I come out.
Caitlin Hunt loves to see that bonding that Bajelli and Zorn's had.
Some people may not be able to, like, fully walk on a treadmill for 20 minutes where other people do, and then they see, well, they're doing that, so I can do that too. Like, they push each other to be better, and then they know, like, okay, well, you're coming tomorrow. Okay, I'll come too.
Hunt, by the way, is using her expertise to help people on a national level. She was recently quoted on Peloton's website about how exercise and sleep complement each other. To read that article, visit the OSF newsroom and scroll to the In the Media section. That URL is newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. We do remind you that Cardiac Rehab at OSF in Danville isn't a gym you can just walk into. It's for people who have suffered something like a heart attack, so talk to your doctor about getting referred. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For podcasts of these programs, visit witradio.com. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.